Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. Steve Martin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Profit Improvement Executive Analysis and Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. You can find all that information and how Steve helps people become more profitable at profitpro.us. But he also is a SCORE volunteer. He gives back on so much energy and so much of his experience and wisdom to the SCORE volunteers. Whoever's you're working with, Steve, is a lucky business, and so I congratulate you again on that. We've been talking about mentorship. By the way, SCORE.org, right, Steve?
Yes, Jim. Access it across the country. Yep, over 300 chapters and 10,000 volunteers.
And some people near you who can help you. There's somebody not very far away. It might be your next-door neighbor. And we, as you know, Ken Yancey, the president, has been on the show many times over the years. So, Steve, put a bow on all this for us and wrap it up, and let's put this one to bed.
Well, Jim, as small business owners, we tend to get caught in our own heads. Mm-hmm. And that can be good and it can be bad. But the real challenge is we don't know whether we have the right position or not until we talk it through with somebody else that's in our camp. And that's where having mentors and advisors who are on our team are absolutely essential to making good decisions. At the same time, you need someone who's going to challenge you with the contrary position.
Mm-hmm.
And you did the because you know that we get uncomfortable when people say something against an idea that we may love.
That's right. We fall in love with our stuff, don't we?
Oh, yes. And, you know, that's one of the most dangerous things I've ever seen in small business and large business.
Mm-hmm.
You have to challenge the status quo. You have to challenge your own thinking so that you go out there and bounce up against the limits, the boundaries, and go beyond them to find out where you really should be. In other words, what your decision should be, what your business should be, what your product should be, et cetera, et cetera. You really have to get out of the box once in a while.
Before you invest in anyone, Steve, as a volunteer, I mean, one thing about being a volunteer, you have a stake in this too. You've got a right to have expectations because you're given your time. Before you start a mentoring program, a SCORE volunteering program with people, do you say to them, okay, Bill, I'm looking forward to working with you, but I need to know something first. Are you prepared for the fact that I might make you very uncomfortable with the things that I say? I may come to some conclusions. I may recommend you do things that's going to make you uncomfortable, maybe even a little bit upset, maybe angry. Do you ever talk to them like that, Steve?
No, actually, Jim, I don't. We have an open door policy with SCORE.
I probably wouldn't be a good SCORE volunteer. Is that what you're saying?
No.
They call me Mr. Tough Love.
Well, one of our missions, Jim, believe it or not, and it's a great one, is to encourage the dream.
Yeah.
It's not to shoot people's ideas down, but to help them find the right decision. So there are ways of going around that, and of course, it's tempting sometimes to tell them that there's no chance in ever.
Well, no, I guess what I'm getting at, though, you and I both know. I mean, you've done it to me. You've knocked me back a peg or two a few times when I was flying too close to the sun, and I, so I know you can do it. But my point is if somebody is not prepared for the crucible effect, the hardening effect of a mentoring relationship, if they're not prepared to do that, then you might get a couple of months into something with someone and find out that they're it was a waste of time. What do you think? Is that wrong?
True character reveals itself very quickly.
Yeah.
And simple thing, Jim, we make an appointment to meet at a particular time and a place, maybe even electronically online, and if the person doesn't show up, character reveals itself.
There you go. I agree with that.
One of the things that we do in SCORE is to create expectations in concert with our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And that quite often involves homework in terms of doing some simple business.
And that reveals their commitment, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, I got to wrap it up. Good job today, as always. Keep up the good work. Thank you for your leadership, and thank you for all you do for us.
Jim, thank you so much for what you do for all small business. So thank you.
We'll see you next time. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget score.org and profitpro.us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.